This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Summer is here. There's been a power of summertime. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Both of these ladies have the power of their own personal charm that works to their advantage. Or as we say here in New England, it's charming. And Jennifer, you're charming. And Jay, you're charming. So does that mean, what does it take to be charming? We've been talking a lot off and on over the past week or so about what's entertaining. So now let's take a look at what's charming. Do some of the things that are entertaining also end up being charming? If you're funny, if you're witty, if you're clever, those people can be
polite,
charming.
Likeable.
Yeah, right, exactly. Both of you are polite and likable. There's a special warmth. And you know what? You can't keep people. There are some folks who are funny, who are professionals, right? Let's say we've all known some of these people. Jennifer, Jay, you've known somebody who is a performer who is different on stage or when he or she was performing than they were in real life. I find that to be objectionable. A lot of people who do talk radio are not the same. A lot of people on television, a lot of people are not the same. If you're an actor, it's one thing because you're playing a part. But if you're doing something that is aimed at being sincere and maybe truthful, powerful, whatever it is, you'd like to think that those people are the same, whether they are quote-unquote performing or they aren't performing. But, you know, everybody's different. And we all have multidimensional personalities, and so some people who are charming in some ways, you'd expect to be charming. A lady who listens to the program up in New Hampshire came to the farm over the weekend for, we had Christmas in July, and, you know, the stuff, special ice cream treats. I did a couple of tours around the farm, but it was really very sweet. She drove all that way with her family. She had a whole brood with her. I'm remembering her name is Terry Seavey. Don't you see her a lot? She posts a lot, doesn't she, Jay?
She's one of our friends online.
Yeah, right. So she was very sweet, came over and said hello, and I thought that was very nice of her to come all that way to see the farm. And it was unfortunate because it was such a busy day, I didn't have a lot of time to visit with her. What I wanted to do, but then I didn't get back to her, I couldn't find her. I was going to take her for a tour of the farm. When we did a couple of, you know, the things we drive, there's a wagon, put a tractor on it. The kids love it because we feed the cows. And they just love the cows come up to the wagon and the kids scream. It's just, you know, it's a lot of fun. And then I try to explain to them why you don't have to be afraid of something just because it's big. That's the whole reason part of the reason anyway, for being you know, being up front with what's going on the farm. You see all the things that are here and there. It can be a powerful experience because it's something that people aren't used to anymore. You know, 100 years ago, everybody lived on the farm and everybody grew their own food and had a cow and that sort of thing. Now, today, people just don't know. So that's one of the reasons that I like to have people come visit. So anyway, Terry, it was nice to meet you. Thank you for coming out and enjoying our charm, if you will, on the farm. Let's go back to last week, ladies. It seems like only we keep saying this, but it's true. A nanosecond ago that we went through the charts for last week, talking about it on the Talk Radio Review. And the two things that are holdovers in my mind for maybe a valuable update. First of all, the Army private that went into North Korea. Jen, did you talk more about that on your program on KRLA on Friday after you left here?
We didn't talk much more about it. I don't know if there's something else that's new, but it's such a strange story that happened last week. The guy just jetted, and they're saying that now there could be mental illness stuff, but North Korea, I'm sure, happy to have him in prison.
Well, the UN's getting involved. Didn't you tell me that, Jay?
UN's trying to get him back. Talking with North Korea about, getting him back. And curious what the price will be. And do we know yet what the assault charges were that Travis King, he was in a South Korean prison for a month or 2 months?
But was it a military prison? Wasn't it a military offense, or was it against a civilian?
I've searched. I could not find anything other than that it was assault charges, and that he was going to be transported back to the U.S. when he got away and got into a hit within the tour group, and then jumped the border.
Weird. Yeah, maybe the mental illness thing. So that brings us around the general discussion about these sorts of things. When you bring, because the service is in such need, like so many other jobs that have gone unfilled, there's a real problem getting people to sign up for the service. So they're offering bonuses, right? Sign-up bonuses, like you can see a lot of, there's a trucking company around me, and they're offering a $2,000 sign-up bonus. We need drivers. $2,000. That's really pretty amazing. But they're doing the same thing with getting people into the service. So are they relaxing the psychological? Isn't there a psychological exam you have to go through in order to go into the service?
There is. It's I don't know if they're relaxing it. I know they're having trouble finding people to go into the military right now. And, you know, probably for a number of reasons. You're teaching a lot of young people that America's the problem and that America's not the solution. So what's the catalyst for joining in?
You're creating more problems.
Yeah, you're kind of changing that idea about America being worth fighting for. And then you also have leadership that is, you know, not probably the strongest at the moment. And sometimes I think, the big recruitment tool the last time around for the military was 9/11, getting attacked on our home soil.
Yep. And so worked well, too, because a lot of people signed up.
A lot of recruitment, yeah.
Yeah, right. What are the core needs of the people in America, the army? You wonder about that, and if they're relaxing again, maybe this thing. We'll have to see. Let it shake out. Also, from La La Land, the strikes, Jen. Mm-hmm. What do we have? There's an update on the issues and whether they're going to be solved. This thing could drag on for a long time, but then you see the people who are running these studios can't be stupid. They see the impact of two big movies this past weekend, and those movies, if you're not making them, you're not making any money.
Yeah, well, and that's true for everybody. You know, it was interesting. I talked to a friend of mine who is he's part of the Directors Guild, and he is an assistant director, production assistant, that sort of thing, on a bunch of different TV shows. So I was talking with him about it over the weekend, and I was surprised because he tends to be pretty opposite of me politically. But I said, you know, I couldn't
really
understand. Yeah, and I imagine that in LA. But I can understand why the writers and why the actors are concerned about AI
and
these other things. Like, I kind of understand that.
Yeah.
AI is scary. It's pretty darn good. What is it going to look like? And he said, no. He's like, there's no way. The directors always figure this out, and he was actually blaming the people that lead the union, particularly for the writers. He said that the actors are kind of new and they'll probably follow suit, but he said he's disappointed that the writers have been on strike for so long already. I don't know. I think that the idea of going on strike is to try to get a deal, but I think everybody seems to want to smoke the other side out, and it's very personal right now.
Mm-hmm. Putting pressure.
They're cutting trees outside of Warner Brothers because they don't want the strikes. The people on strike to have shade.
Childish.
Childish.
It's childish.
It's back and forth.
Yeah.
So there we are. I don't know when this is going to go. He thinks it's going to last a long time, though. My friend, he doesn't think that this is coming anytime soon. And the writers have already been on strike for 3 months. So, of course, it's going to last a long time.
Well, and especially with the streamers, because there is always something else that they could put on, whether it is re-airing old stuff or, what was it, Yellowstone was just changing. It's going to play in reruns on a different network.
CBS.
Or you have reality television that, unfortunately,
which gets boring.
Not for everybody. Reality television, a lot of people really love it, and they can continue to ride that train and keep making their money while everybody else
is
streaming.
Boring. Boring. I know it's not for everybody, but for me, it's boring. It's kind of like some of these political discussions back and forth over the weekend. The people who would be Trump, in a manner of speaking, the people who want to make sure Trump doesn't become the presidential candidate, the discussion about cutting Social Security for younger people. I guess I'd want to have somebody who's an expert in Social Security tell me how younger people in need get Social Security. But why has this become a political football? I figure you watch this as closely as anybody, Jennifer. So why is this a back and forth?
Well,
don't cut Social Security.
It's such a big problem because we always talk about balancing the budget and people's out of control spending. But really, when you look at what the government spends money on and you look at the cost of things, entitlements certainly are like the biggest chunk of that. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to get rid of people's Social Security, but there have been people who have suggested making the age requirement 70 instead of whatever it is now,
65.
Yeah, 65.
67, 60, yeah.
Yeah,
you have to start taking your money at the moment at 70. If you don't volunteer to take it at 65, then you have to start at 71. I remember going through that and thinking, why should I don't want it, I don't need it, so why do I have to take it? Because the government says you have to take it starting at 71 if you haven't started already. Okay.
Yeah.
But what's the reason for that rule, people wonder, and with good reason.
So
and all these rules.
And there's ways to try to figure out, because it's not going to be there for Jay or for James or maybe even for me when we're looking for it. You know, the money's going to run out because there's not enough of the young people to fund the old people. And
the problem is there aren't enough young people working. They're all living off the public dole.
Yeah.
And so, you're going around in a circle here. If you don't understand what the issue is that Americans are not working. It's too easy not to. And so in those circumstances, you know, the people who need and want, well, the idea is to discern which people need it and which people want it. And that's where the conundrum comes in. Maybe the cutting of Social Security for younger people is based on that in part. Maybe that's part of the issue, that we need to encourage people to work so they contribute to the system, so the system works. If they're not working, then they don't contribute, because we are. Our benefits now are being paid by the people who are paying in. So it's interesting that it's made its way into the political circles as it has. It's 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. You can find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
President Trump has exposed the big media, phony polls, voter fraud, fake news, and everyone is turning away from Fox News. If you're tired of Fox, you can now watch Newsmax TV. President Trump is tweeting about Newsmax all the time. Millions are tuning in, and Newsmax is breaking records. Watch Newsmax TV every night for Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, Chris Salcedo, and more. Plus, get the latest from Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, and Mike Huckabee. President Trump says he watches Newsmax and likes it. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. Also get Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Download the free Newsmax TV app on your iPhone or Android and watch us anytime, anywhere. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horne and Jay Kirshner as we dig around social media, or actually in the area of social media or devices or the system or whatever it is. Ladies, I thought you'd be interested to know that Elon Musk has said he's going to change the Twitter logo. So bye-bye, birds. Bye-bye, birdies. So what's the point of this, or is it just him being him? One would wonder. What are they going to put up there?
I like the tweet. It's an X.
An X. What
Which
is that going to
do? Because
signify?
SpaceX. He's the CEO of SpaceX. I mean, this is straight up cross promotion.
Really? You look at an X on Twitter and the right way you're going to think about SpaceX? I don't think so.
That's probably where he is coming from, yeah, in the sense of using an X.
Well, he seems to have done a lot to disembowel the value of Twitter and his own investment in Twitter. And maybe he just doesn't care because he has plenty of dough. But the people who have used Twitter, I actually honestly haven't ever paid much attention to Twitter. I know that we talk about it here. Good Day on Air is our Twitter handle.
I like it better now under Elon. Gotta say.
Well, that's because you like him, his political...
I don't even know what his politics are. I mean, he's all over the
place. I don't think he knows what his politics are.
Yeah, I mean, give me a break. I mean, I know it's really easy to go, oh, you only like somebody for their politics. I like it because it is a little... I was definitely under some kind of weird algorithm, under the old Twitter. So I feel like I get a little bit more visibility. But more than that, I just like the fact that people aren't being pushed down for the stuff that they say. We're all big boys and girls. Uh-huh. You don't need to have social media telling me what's fake news and what's not. Yes. That should be up to us.
Or keywords. It was like, well, if you use this word, the algorithm would flag it, and then you'd basically be shadow banned, meaning that people couldn't see anything that you were tweeting. It wouldn't be on their news feed. Where now, you just have to pay to be seen. You just have to pay to be verified, and then with a Twitter blue or X blue now, mm-hmm, and then you can be seen. But if there is something that could be false information, it's still in there in the news feed. It just has a little notice of like, hey, some people have flagged this as false. So it's not being hidden anymore. People can actually see and then take what they want from it.
I'm reading something I didn't know, that the Twitter bird came as a tribute, in a manner of speaking, to Larry Bird, the famous basketball player. And actually, my grandson, Jasper's middle name is Bird, because my son is a great basketball fan, and he thought Larry Bird was the greatest of all time. So that, I didn't know that that was the inspiration for the Bird on Twitter. Did you know that?
No, I thought it was like one of those just quick designs that they grabbed.
Yeah. Well, so there you go. Larry the Bird. Everybody's heard about the, you know, I always launch into that. Okay, so the thing, the bottom line here is, why even bother? These people have created this universe. We all seem to be way too dependent on it. I only use Facebook and because I don't have a connection. I don't feel a connection to Instagram, even though my children are on it. I don't feel a connection at all to Twitter. And so they're making it, as Jay and I were talking off the air, so difficult for everybody to connect. I have three accounts, and I want to cross-pollinate one with the other. Can't do it. It's almost
especially with business pages. Now you have to use Business Suites. You can't just use it straight from Facebook.com. It opens a new tab or a new window, and it's definitely different from the average user who uses it to connect with people, and then businesses who have actual pages. And there are some glitches and bugs that just do not play well together. Doug, there have been some times where you have been saying that you're having an issue, and I try to walk you through it, and it's just, you tell me you're not seeing something, so I log in on your account, and I'm like, oh my goodness, it's actually, that button is not there. It's supposed to be right there.
User error.
It's not user error, exactly.
And it certainly could be claimed that I wasn't the friendliest user. But it's not there. It's not there. Okay, 28 after, boys and girls.
What if you found a $20 bill on the supermarket floor? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You could save at least that much by buying in bulk, but not everything. AARP recommends stocking up on bread, which freezes well. Canned fruits and veggies and salmon and tuna are easy to store and have a long shelf life, as does pasta and peanut butter. And stock up when you spot a great deal on toilet paper, paper towels, tissues and napkins, and plastic wrap, plastic storage bags, and garbage bags. Worst foods to buy in bulk? Big containers of junk food, which goes stale quickly, and cheese, which doesn't freeze well. Because fish has high water content, freezing it too long can result in flavor loss. And olive oil has a limited shelf life. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit Omega Tax.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. While the feds and the state of Texas are set to spar in federal court over the legality of a floating barrier in the Rio Grande River, Senator Ted Cruz is leading a bipartisan group of lawmakers pushing to expand the number of truck bridges going across the southern border into Texas. Cruz said it would actually be good for the environment.
You can see on any given day over 10,000 18-wheelers sitting, waiting to cross this bridge, spewing pollution into the air.
The Republicans, joined by Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar, who promised to to get the bridges built by the end of the year. Wall Street closing higher to kick off a busy week for corporate earnings. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose more than 180 points to log its longest winning streak since February 2017. Investors are anticipating earnings results for a slew of major companies and the Fed's decision on interest rates this week. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 183 points. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And it's gonna be a good day.
I know it's gonna be a good day.
Now I bid you a good day, sir.
This is gonna be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hi, guys, it's Jen, and don't forget we're rolling out the red carpet just for you. You're the star. Call 855-999-DOUG and add to the conversation. That's 855-999-3684.
At the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here, and Jay Kirshner is here, and Doug Steffens is here, thinking brand new thoughts. That's one of the great things about every day. You can have thoughts that you've never had before. So let's see, what could be a more conducive way to get people to think about their thoughts than to think thoughts? So what thoughts are you thinking?
Hold on, let me write this down. Thinking thoughts. Right.
Yes. And also to remember that you are not your thoughts.
That's right.
Thoughts are things.
Here's some things to think about anyway,
boys and
girls.
Are things thoughts, then?
Are thoughts things? Yes, things are thoughts. Thoughts are things. Go around in that circle, in that barrel for a while. Let's think about some new thoughts. There are, well, I don't know if these are new. They're kind of new. Some of the lawmakers in Washington increasingly demanding that the military provide them with info about UFOs and other unidentified aerial phenomena. That's become the new politically correct. They're no longer UFOs, they're UAPs.
Right.
Right.
Well, it kind of makes sense in a way when you think about it, because for such a long time, generally, we would think, collectively we, would think that UFOs were extraterrestrial-based. And now it's just, well, no, it's just an...
Or you were sidelined because you were crazy. You believe in that stuff? You're nuts!
Well, but also, just so that they're not always talking about, when they say a UFO, it's because it isn't a genuinely unidentified flying object. It could be from our Earth.
Yeah.
So I think that's why they changed the name, because UFOs immediately go with, oh, those aliens. Extraterrestrials.
So what do the people in Washington believe? Is this going to be a hearing like the hearing they had when they had Zuckerberg in and, what's his face, Grassley said, I don't know how to turn on my iPhone. Can you help me with that? Is that what we have going on here? Or is it really that the government is hiding signs of ETs from all of us? And we can't do that. They're here to represent us, and we want to know. So I guess I want to know what the... Are you interested? I ask that question in a rhetorical sense to people who are listening to the program. Are you interested in this sort of thing? I've always been, but that doesn't mean that everybody else is. I see Marco Rubio has become one of the most outspoken people. We need to get to the bottom of this. Okay, then what happens? You're going to have some stuff that will make you pretty uncomfortable there, Marco, I'm thinking, right? I think if you really want to know, sometimes you don't get answers because you don't really want to know the answer to the question.
Doesn't everybody always say they want answers to this, though, until they're in the position of power to get the answers, and they're like, oh, never mind.
Yeah.
And then doesn't it make you wonder of, like, why don't you want the answers anymore? What do you know? What did
they
know?
It's going to freak people out.
Yeah. So is the same, can we apply the same logic or a learning or a lesson to the whole business, the rise of robots and what artificial intelligence is all about? Could they be related? Could UFOs or UAPs or whatever they are, could they be operated by something that doesn't really have a normal mind, whatever that may be? And so you look at all of the robots around, you know, we think of the cute D2, R2-D2, and D, whatever the...
Well, no, I think of that Will Smith movie where they all attack.
iRobot?
Yeah.
That's pretty uncomfortable. But now they're using the New York Police Department, and I hear the L.A. Police Department is close to doing this as well, using robots for traffic enforcement. You know, the old radar things, those didn't work so well. So now we're going to put robots out there and see if that'll help. I don't see how you don't really, there's nothing to relate to. If there's not a human interaction, what are you relating to? A piece of plastic? Or whatever it is? There's no relationship. And so that maybe is what makes people uncomfortable. But both sides, Schumer on one side and Rubio on the other, are at the Senate Armed Services and Intelligence Committee. Sounds like an oxymoron. They're at it, and they want to know if we're being threatened. Is that why we're not being told anything? Because we are being threatened by beings and things from other places. Again, I say that kind of tongue-in-cheekishly, but to have us think that we on this planet are the only source of life and the only place where this sort of thing is ridiculous. Narcissistic.
So many universes and galaxies and other suns and other planets who can be... definitely the elements have to be perfect. I mean, look at our own solar system. That Earth is the only one that can sustain life because everything happens to be perfect. We are a perfect amount away from the sun. Not too close that everything burns, or not too far away that everything... It's just ice and freezes, essentially.
But it could have been that way.
There has to be other solar systems.
There are plenty of solar systems in this galaxy.
That would have the perfect alignment of creating intelligent life.
Right. All right. Well, let's continue to try to be intelligent life here. Women in the news. All right.
Uh-oh.
So you have Jay.
It's going to be an uphill climb with those women. You know they want to vote?
Yeah, damn it. Here is Jessica Gagan, who has been crowned Miss England. She's inspiring young women to be rocket scientists. She's graduated with an aerospace degree, and she's on a mission to become an astronaut. 27 years old, the first ever redhead winner of the beauty pageant. Right? You can't win if you want to... Huh? No redheads win these contests? What's the problem with that? I guess I'd be starting there. Never mind asking about aerospace and stuff. How come it's hard for redheads to become Miss England or Miss Universe or Miss America or whatever?
It's a weird one. I always wanted to have red hair when I was little. Oh, my gosh. I was desperate.
You'd look good with red hair.
Well, I think I'm kind of pinky for it. I don't know if I could pull it off, but Jay does. Really? Jay's the hot redhead.
Aw, thanks.
You know
she
what?
Does everything. She does blonde, redhead, darker brown.
But I'm just
but what does that say about my personality? I change my hair, the color of my hair, so often. Isn't that some kind of like red flag for some people?
I don't know. I'm trying to remember what color your hair was when I had breakfast with you a couple of weeks ago, and it seemed like it's blondish.
Yes. I think that if you had seen me without me walking up to you, you probably would have been like, wait, who are you again? Because the last time you had seen me, I had long red hair, and then the last time you saw me, I have a platinum bob.
Yeah. Okay.
Or lob.
You could be a scientist. You could be an engineer going into outer space. You could be looking for aliens. Instead of, well, you're working with ones, I guess.
UAPs, or whatever.
UAPs.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so congratulations to Miss England. Here's a Miami mother who tried to hire a hitman to kill her three-year-old son.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that disgusting?
How in the name of God these people even occupy a place on the planet?
And she was caught because she went to one of those fake websites to hire a hitman. That it's not a real website, but people clearly didn't
know. She's a monster.
People don't know that.
She was willing to pay $3,000. She listed as to get she went to this website to get something done once and for all. What kind of a maniac? See, that's why there ought to be birth control for people like this. They shouldn't be allowed to have children. And you can say, well, who are you to decide that? Hello, look at this. She's 18. She wants to kill her three-year-old kid. What are you? Well, you are nuts. I was going to say, what are you, nuts? Yeah. So well, the judge said that she's never been treated for any type of mental health condition. Well, that's certainly a place to start. Right?
Yeah,
well,
it makes you wonder if there's...
Because obviously she's crazy. Yeah. By definition. All right, let's see. Some other... Women in the news. A scuba diver has found a wedding ring. She was in a California lake. Her name is Jenny. Don't know the rest of her name. But she lost her wedding ring at Bass Lake. Where's that, Jennifer? I don't know that.
That's by Yosemite.
Okay.
All right, anyway. Pretty there. I've stayed there before. It's so much fun.
Have you? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she was devastated, and she searched for some divers who could help her come across the... And she found it. The scuba diver actually found the wood. This is like a needle in a haystack, right?
I can't believe they were able to find it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's some people who... Okay.
So I just told you guys, I think maybe this story before, but one of my close friends was out, and I don't know if she was at Bass Lake or somewhere else. Could have been Bass Lake. And she had one of those. They were very popular. They were like those like red string anklets that go around your leg, and then when they fall off, it was supposed to be good luck. And so she was in the water. They were hanging out. All of a sudden, she gets back in the boat, and she looks, and she says, oh, my gosh, it fell off. It's gone. They were fishing later, and they caught a fish, and the bracelet was actually being pooped out of the fish.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
How crazy is that?
That is. So is it good luck if it, like, double good luck if it comes back to you?
If the fish eats it and is pooping it out when it gets caught. Yeah.
Well, if a bird poops on you, isn't that good luck?
That's what they say. I think a bird just poops
on
you. Yeah.
What? What did you just say?
They say that it's good luck.
What is good luck?
If you're walking in a
according
bird,
to whom?
Lion poops on you, it's supposed to be good luck.
I never heard that in my life.
I think they just make that up so that people don't feel bad that they got pooped
on. Got the people who would normally like freak out, like, no, it's good luck, just go wash it off calmly.
Another woman in the news is State Rep Mary Ann Kahn. Police in Hartford say they made an arrest after she was assaulted by a man. She was attending a gathering, prayers with her family at a center, and some nutbird from Connecticut, another town, was arrested, charged with unlawful restraint, the assault in the second degree, just because she has a different religion. You know, this is from the page of the book, Go Back to Where You Came From, kind of. There were people that were watching why this guy was saying and doing things. She's a public official, and the suspect attempted to prevent her from leaving Islamic house of worship. It's
a mosque.
Yeah, right. Okay. So anyway, she was in there, and this guy grabbed her and hit her, threw her to the ground. Good God. What? Because she has a different religion? Are you nuts? Yeah, you are nuts. But what is there? I mean, we have things. Some people say that the stuff that I say, we haven't heard much from What's-Her-Face in Minnesota lately. I don't know whether she's gone, wherever she's gone.
What's-Her-Face from Minnesota?
You know, she's a Muslim. I hesitate to say it because it's not because she's a Muslim. Or is it?
Oh,
her
you're talking about
AOC.
The representative. You're talking about Ilhan Omar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So, you know, is it, people equate the way she looks to the way she acts. I don't know if that's fair or just, is it? Is that something that makes sense? I just
think she says some pretty anti-Semitic things. I don't care what she looks like.
Is that because of her being a Muslim? Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I'm wrong on that one. All right, fruit for thought. We always get a lot of that here on the Good Day program. It's 48 after the hour.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new consumer digital banking attitude study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features, according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently manage their finances. Our study reaffirms our commitment to create features that make it easier for customers to bank with Chase.
Digital banking tools like the Chase mobile app or Chase.com can help you make the most of your money. For more information, visit Chase.com/mobile.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Half the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. During the summer, you may remember if you've been listening for a long time, that Tom Kreitler, who does the Money Pit Raid Home Improvement Radio program, is not around. The things that he does with me are what we call in the radio biz live hits. We don't record. As a matter of fact, I don't like recording anything. Everything that we do on the air is live, sometimes to our chagrin, but it is. I just think it's better if we do things, you know, in the spur of the moment.
Absolutely. So, Tommy, well, especially with the topics we cover and the discussions we have, things change at the drop of a hat. I mean, something we're talking about 5 minutes ago all of a sudden can have an update. And don't we want to be able to give that update?
We certainly do, madame. So anyway, as Tommy is, he's one of the national leaders of the Boy Scout Conference. So every week he gives 2 weeks of his, every summer he gives 2 weeks of his time to go to the, whatever they have, the summer camps and the jubilees and all that stuff. So during that time period, he's not here. So I always use the time when he's not here to go back to my stalwart food farm family news, because I think there's so much of it and it's so helpful to have this. After all, what's more important than what we eat, what that does to your body? So
This is something that I think you should take note of, Jay. And there's a new kind of espresso that can help keep Alzheimer's at bay, which I thought was kind of interesting. So do you drink espresso coffee? I don't drink coffee at all, so I don't even know what this stuff is. I have no expertise here.
I mean, it's all the same coffee bean. It's just kind of how it's prepared. And espresso is a little bit stronger. If you are just drinking an espresso, you get it in that little cup.
Yeah.
Lattes, I'm a big latte person. I love an iced latte. And that has espresso. It's basically just espresso and milk, but I use milk alternatives
Boo.
That are not milk.
Boo!
Made of the
Boo.
Variety.
Boo! Anyway, they don't know exactly what the mechanism is in the espresso, but it apparently causes dementia to not necessarily go away, but slow down the onset of Alzheimer's and dementia. So if you're a drinker, there's so many conflicting things about stuff like coffee. Somebody says good for you, somebody says not good for you. Take it today,
coffee,
don't drink it tomorrow.
Yeah. The high doses of caffeine are awful for you, but in a new study shows an espresso a day could keep Alzheimer's at bay, is what they're saying. And then you look at other things like red wine. Drinking a glass of red wine has all of these heart-healthy benefits, but then at the same time, for other people, it's like, no, don't drink
your vein
at all.
Well, that's because our chemistry is different. All of our chemistry, we have the same things in our body, all of us, but that doesn't mean that we're all connected in terms of them all functioning the same way, because they don't.
Exactly. And even something as simple as our blood type. Have you seen the blood type diet where it's suggested if you have blood type A, you should eat these certain foods and stay away from other certain foods. Blood type B should be this way. A, B. And it's just all across the board where it's like, if this is your genetic makeup, your body can't really process these types of foods, so probably don't eat them.
Yep. I would say that was a good bit of advice. All right, let's see what's going on with the monarch butterflies. Apparently, there are more of them around. Last year, there seemed to be a question. Now, maybe that you don't pay much attention to butterflies because they're around, and I guess that's probably good. The western monarch butterfly, last year the population went down. Now, it's because the butterflies have wintered well. They've rebounded since 2021. So if you're seeing more of them, I think it's more out west, though, than it is anywhere else, isn't it? Seems to be, from what I can piece together here.
I have noticed that there are a lot recently.
Santa Barbara?
Kind of everywhere?
Yeah, well, there are more in some places. I think the weather has something to do with it. They don't like the rain, so they hide from the rain. So areas that have been either hot, humid, or wet, they don't seem to like it. What I'm wondering is, who is it that's counting these? Here's the somebody counted 335,479. Who's in charge of counting these butterflies?
I know, and how can we get that side job?
Yeah, exactly. Food, farm, family information abounds here. The most recent review of Food, Farm, Family has the recall for Cupkin, children's cups. McDonald's paying $1 million over McDougat Burns. That's in our recent Food, Farm, Family download as well. Check it out, foodfarmfamily.com. This is Good Day. Doug Stepp.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.